Really, really big day for one of the very special young men in our church. I'm going to ask Josh if he'd come forward. Sam just mentioned him a minute ago, and we're going to have him share with you why this is such an important day in his life. And I can't tell you guys how much we love this young man and what he's meant to us. Yeah, let's. This guy is so cool. So Josh, tell us what happened about this time last year.
Well, just over a year ago, it was, this year, I found Jesus right down at Main Beach at the homeless breakfast on a Saturday morning. Prior to that, I did not know Jesus. Obviously, I'm from Ohio. Had kind of not a dark childhood, but like I had grandparents that went to church. I went to church with them, but they never encouraged a relationship with Jesus. They never encouraged my salvation. Into my teenage years, things kind of started going downhill. Just over 6 years ago, my mom passed away. And that kind of sent me into this really, I went off the deep end. Things got really bad. I got really bad on drugs, did a lot of time in and out of jail. And just this past, a year ago in March, I had decided I had enough. Like, this is not the life I want to live. And I sold my truck, gave away all the rest of my belongings, recklessly abandoned everything I knew, and bought a Greyhound ticket to California. And for some reason, I didn't want to go to Florida. I do construction, so that was, warm weather was my goal, to year-round good weather that you could work steadily. And I didn't want to go to Florida because I got chicken pox when I was like 7, so that's how I ended up out here in Florida. So, and it was too much for me, and I knew I had to separate myself from all the friends, the bad influences that I had in my life. I knew my will wasn't strong. I knew that by myself I couldn't do it. And I landed in Long Beach and I started hiking down the coast with nothing but a backpack full of clothes and a blanket, a couple jackets. And the biggest impression that God made through that trip was like when I was panhandling in places. 7 out of 10 people probably that would help me out said, God bless you, or do you know Jesus? And more than anything, that's what really stood out to me. And then at this homeless breakfast on a Saturday morning, there was a gentleman, Dave Tomlinson, and he was speaking about in order to have a changed life, you must have a changed heart. And that really touched me. I was like, wow, that's what I'm looking for. I need a changed life. And I was like, I remember thinking, let's give this Jesus guy a shot. I've tried everything else, and I've failed on my own, so let's give this Jesus guy a shot. And I remember thinking, I will not live without Jesus. So after that breakfast, I went up to Dave, and I talked to him. I was like, dude, I just need to talk with you. I told him about my past, and that I'm out here. I'm trying to find work. And he's like, well, do you want to pray and accept Jesus? I was like, yes. So he led me in the Lord's Prayer, or the sinner's prayer, and that morning, a beautiful morning, March 23rd, I accepted Jesus into my life. And just after that, I was sitting on the boardwalk, just watching the waves crash, and it was just so beautiful. Like, it was definitely a new life. I knew that moment that something was different. And I remember thinking, I can hear God's voice on the waves of the ocean, which was really cool. Like, I could hear his breath and the breathing in and out in the waves. It's kind of a long story. How much time do I? Can I share my whole testimony?
go down to Ralph's.
All right. That evening, in front of Ralph's down here, I was trying to get some dinner, panhandling for some dinner. And I met a wonderful gentleman, Klaus Hecht. And I asked him for some dinner. He said no, walked by, pulled out, turned left onto PCH, and then pulled back in the other entrance and pulled up to me. And he's like, so what's your story? What's your name? And I told him Joshua. And he's like, do you know what that means? Jehovah, the Yeshua, and I didn't. I had no idea. And that kind of got us on the subject of Jesus, obviously. And I was like, wow, that's so wild. I just accepted Jesus this morning at the beach. And, so just instantly I was like, wow. In less than 8 hours probably, Jesus brought this guy into my life and radically changed my life in 8 hours. From that day on, my life has not been the same at all. Then my birthday was April 17th, which was it was like a month after I accepted Jesus. And on that day, in my utmost for his highest, the passage, it starts out, "Have you recklessly and deliberately abandoned everything?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And the middle paragraph said, "Have you willingly given your will to Jesus Christ?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then it closed the passage saying, "If you have heard the voice of Jesus Christ on the waves of the sea, then maintain your intimate relationship with him." And I'm like, I remember reading this on my birthday, just like tears running down my face with the biggest smile. And that was when I really, I knew. I was like, wow, Jesus just sent me a letter saying how much he loves me. And it was so awesome. Just a piece of paper was the best birthday present I've ever had, honestly. And I know 100% that it was mailed from Jesus. Like, I have no doubt in my mind. Since that prayer, God's brought me to this church and a group full of amazing people. All of you are so awesome. Like, so many of you have been a huge part in just keeping my walk with God, keeping me in the Bible, helping out with the youth group here. It's been an awesome time. Just the chance to try to give these students a little piece of advice. It's amazing.
All right, now what happened at Ralph's when Klaus talked to you? He did more than just talk to you. What else did he do? And how long have you stayed at his house?
I've been there since March.
I'm going to ask if Klaus and Allison, where are you? I want you guys to come down just for a second. Can you scoot down here? They took him in on that very day and took him home. And I just want them to share briefly what it's been like taking care of Josh for the past year. Yeah, he definitely doesn't need a microphone, I can tell you right now.
Well, in regard, this is Allison, I'm Klaus. It has been a wild ride. But it's been an honor and a privilege and a blessing to watch Jesus Christ at work in somebody else's life. To pray for something and see a prayer answered. To watch a young man say at first, did he really, and yes, he really has, surrendered his life to Jesus Christ. I remember the Lord spoke and said, "You really call yourself a Christian? Turn around and go talk to that man." He spoke those words into my ear and into my heart. And to have the honor and privilege to stand back and watch God work in his life. And no coincidence, this morning's psalm that I read is 40. And I'm going to read the first 5 verses. It says, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet on a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you." And I watched this life changed, who was brought out of the miry bog, and his feet are set on the rock of Jesus Christ. And I see that commitment, and I see that change, and I see the power of the resurrection, the life that he has experienced, the new life in Jesus Christ and the power of that resurrection. And it's been just such an honor to behold it. I don't deserve to stand here. I deserve no credit. It's all to Jesus Christ. It's all him who gets the honor and credit.
It's been an amazing blessing. Joss has blessed us more than we could ever have done for him, and God has blessed all of us for it. It's truly God's work, and it's wonderful.
Amen. I'm going to ask Pastor Sam. Where's Pastor Sam? There he is right here. He's got something to say.
We have a couple high schoolers. You guys want to come down? The freshmen that are part, I asked a couple guys to kind of share what kind of Josh has meant to them. Four of these dudes got baptized in Guatemala by Josh, and with Josh and me. And so I'm just going to have them kind of share what Josh has meant in their lives.
So Josh has been a really cool, I guess, mentor, but also really cool friend and stuff, and just seeing how, like, God worked through him, and then hearing his testimony on the ride to the airport to Guatemala, just seeing how much God moved through him, like, shows me really that God can work and help people and stuff.
I really got to know Josh, I think, just before we went on our Guatemala trip, and as soon as, like, we got there, like, Josh, like, went to work on, like, whatever it was, and was always hardworking and cared for, like, everybody. Like, he stayed after, and, like our group would be finished building something, and Josh would, like, still be putting 100% in with, like, the other group, and we're, like, eating lunch. And, like, it was like, something to, like, really look up to and just really be, like, I want to help people how he does, and, like, I want to be able to put this work in for these, like, very, like, underprivileged people, and just get to, like, show them our love through, like, hard work and, like, in prayer, and so it was really something to admire and try and look up to and follow.
I got baptized with my brother in Guatemala and with Josh, and, you know, it was just really cool. I got to accept Jesus in my heart and everything, but Josh is the hardest worker, like, I've ever met in my life by far, like, and not only does he work hard, it's also, like, quality. Like, he makes it the best. Like, doesn't settle for anything less. And, yeah, he just, like, on the Guatemala trip, we became so much closer. He, like, became, like, my older brother. Like, made me eat all my dinner and stuff. Yeah, and he's just been, like, the coolest guy, you know. Like, I feel like he's made me a better person since I got to know him.
Josh is, like, like, the definition of redemption. He came from, like, someone where, like, you don't want to, really, like, not really a role model to, like, a role model. Like someone you want to be around and you look up to. And that's, like, really great.
All right, well, Josh, we are so proud of you. All right, well, Josh, we are so proud of you. All right, well, Josh, we are so proud of you. All right, well, Josh, we are so proud of you. We, like, so love you. Just want you to know that as much as you felt blessed here, we've been blessed 1,000 times over by just the joy of who you are. And, like, you guys need something fixed at your house, this is the guy. So, Lord, we bless Josh now as we close our family focus. Lord, thank you so much. Kids, why don't you go over and just put a hand on him, guys. And we thank you, God, for Josh. And, Josh, we just pray that all the plans, all the purposes of God would unfold for you. And you have an extraordinary destiny coming. You just stay locked on Jesus, and you're going to be fine. Amen. Amen. Amen.